This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. Spring cleaning isn't just something you should do for your house or your apartment. It's a good time to take another look at your budget and specifically at how much you're paying for your phone plan. Because if you're not using Mint Mobile, you might be overpaying. Right now, Mint Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data plans for $15 a month when you buy a three-month plan. That you could be saving a lot of money with that. And you could use that money to buy camera lenses, hair implants, diapers, fund your movie, maybe. Maybe your house smells like maple syrup and you can't really figure out what the deal is with that. Go switch to Mint Mobile. Go to mintmobile.com/distractable. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month for first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable. This week, it's wholesome, subreddit-pleasing content from the get-go. Me Master Mark returns to old turf and goes for the jump scare. Buns-loving Bob is hot for a foxy plushie. And Wade proposes a smash category and admits Bland Bonnie bent him over regularly. From purses of chili to the dawn of the age of the Iplia. Yes. It's time for Five Nights at Freddy's Tier List. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
Phone, where are you?
Who's ready?
Hey Siri, where's Bob's phone?
Wait a second. Wait. 2 seconds?
You pissing? No.
Hang on.
The episode's starting. You can't piss.
Siri couldn't find anything belonging to Bob called phone.
We have no rules for shitting.
I feel like that's a step up from piss pants. So.
Wait, if you go to piss yourself and you accidentally shit yourself too, does it cancel out or do you still win for pissing yourself?
Nah, well, if you piss yourself, even no matter what else happens, shitting, pissing, or coming, like you the piss is what matters.
Okay.
I hate it, and I'm done. Let's go!
This is a great start to the episode, but too bad for the name of it. Probably drew a lot of people in, and this is their first impression of it, and it's not a good first impression.
Wait, we haven't introed yet. This is in?
This is
we're in.
He cut me off from piss pantsing the episode, so that that has to be included now.
Yeah, I thought we were allowed to be ourselves for now. I'll go back to my facade.
There has to be proof that there was no piss pantsing.
Yep. Welcome, one and all, to Distractable. The balance has been restored. I know all of you on the subreddit were rebelling, frothing at the mouth, even shaking, crying, shitting, and coming. I think is the rest of that description. I want to get away from the bodily functions.
How do you keep going back to that, Mark?
Wait, is I'm shaking and crying right now a parallel to shitting and coming right now? Is that why that people say that so much?
A parallel? Well, I can't correlate or causate those.
That was like the most common comment forever was, I'm shaking and crying right now. It was everywhere. I never knew why.
No, I'm shaking and crying RN.
Mm.
Registered nurse?
It's because I made a bit out of it in a video. So people probably brought it in. It was like this game where it was a horror game where it looked like someone was streaming and you could type in chat to make them go to the sink or go to the toilet. And I just kept typing, I'm shaking and crying, RN. And people really like that.
Oh.
So you brought that
spillover.
Upon us. That was
spillover from your BS.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
You're welcome. Happy to help. If you didn't know, this is Distractable. Welcome to the show. This is a show where me, Bob, and Wade entertain you with our comedic geniuses.
Yay!
I swear most episodes have far less references.
Some of them have more references, though.
Some, but very few. Very few. Normally, it's very wholesome content for the fun for the whole family. You could play this in your living room at max volume, and your whole household would cherish every moment.
You could ride the subway with this on your speaker, full blast, and no one
play this in the middle of class.
Yes, full speakers. All of these things and more are what we offer at Distractable HQ, which we are all in. As you can see, we're in the same place.
White walls, door. Door?
That's
door.
Right, Bob.
You have a door, Wade?
You have a door?
Yep,
you gonna,
door.
You going to make Will edit a door in?
I'll make it easy for you, Will. Whoa, look, guys, it's my door.
It's not covering all of it. It's not cool. You got some on the right there.
Yeah, no, that, your camera angle is apparently different than it used to be.
Oh, it is. I moved it.
That
better?
No.
That's still a little
not
bit. Oh, if green doesn't cover every inch, it's not going to work out.
This motherfucker's got autofocus on. Let's go in on him about his camera settings again.
I like autofocus.
But
But auto white balance. What a loser.
All
right, that's good.
Yeah, but now I can't scoot into my desk.
If you have no idea what's happening and you're only listening to this, we have video on Spotify. Video is exclusive to Spotify because we're cool like that.
And if you want to know what's happening, it doesn't matter. Wade was just moving around the green screen. It's not.
Yeah, you could infer it from the sounds.
People seem to think there's a lot of really interesting stuff that happens on the video that you didn't miss anything. It's okay.
Well, in this particular case, there will be some interesting things happening on the video, but it's also going to be entirely described because it's very simplistic. And if you can't follow along, that's you on you, not on us.
No, I don't know if you throw that at the universe. It's okay.
It's on you, not on us.
It's all right. I forgive you.
So, we start off this by figuring out how our lives are doing and how they are either better or worse than the last episode that was recorded. How are your lives better and or worse?
Mine has improved dramatically because, I don't know if you all noticed in the last episode, I was waiting for someone to point it out, but I don't know if you guys saw. I have a Woes t-shirt.
Where did you get that?
Sir Walter Underbridge himself, the man, the myth, the legend. Not to promote his merch, but he has merch. And woe is me if I wasn't going to have some because he sent it to my P.O. box.
He makes animations of our episodes and specifically made a series of the entire Bob's Fridge thing that's pretty funny.
I have been sitting on another animation for Distractible.
Well, stand up. Show us.
For quite some time, but I
haven't... Look at my ass! You'd better share it!
Look, people think that I've retired for some reason because I haven't posted in like 2 weeks, and I get that. It's perfectly understandable.
You retired?
No, I haven't.
Breaking news, everyone! Will, play the Mark Retired animation.
Breaking news! Popular YouTuber Markiplier! I know.
We turned around and his career was over.
You know that clip on TikTok? It's like, it's crazy the sheer number of people that see things around. I think that was over a million likes on something. I've had videos that get over a million likes. Like, that's happened to me. But it's like the concept of that happening as a regular occurrence on TikTok is just like...
Oh, dude, TikTok's crazy with that. I don't know if that's a good metric or not. But
it's different, but it is still impressive.
Accounts that get in the range more like tens of thousands of views pretty regularly will still have pretty frequent videos that get like over a million likes, depending on if they have good like viral stuff or, you know, if they're whatever. Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy over there.
How many do we have on there?
Zero.
Do we have on there?
No. See, here's the thing. We've been meaning to get the Distractible TikTok going up, but it's one of those things where we all go like, Bob, you got that. Well, yeah, Wade, you got that. Yeah, Mark, you got that.
No one ever says, Wade, you got that.
And then a month later, I send an email and I'm like, so was I working on that?
And so 2 years into distract three almost, almost years into Distractible's run, we're getting that TikTok up. We're gonna have it there. Wait, why are you shaking your head? It's happening.
Oh, it must be my desk moving.
Got that.
Yeah, Wade, you got that.
Can't believe it.
Wade's gonna make it happen.
Here, watch. I'm gonna nod. I'm nodding.
Are you raising and lowering your desk?
Are you
or
just moving your uplift desk up and down?
That's how I nod now.
That's not what nodding is.
It's less effort than nodding, so I do it now.
I don't think
it is.
Is
it really?
If your hand's already on the button.
Anyway, more small talk. Anybody want to participate in a little more before we get into the main topic?
Sure.
I've given it my all today.
I live in Cincinnati now, and I have eaten Skyline 4 times since I got here 2 weeks ago.
Your woes are over, Bob.
It's not good. It's not good.
Oh, Wade's cheering about... I wasn't sure why Wade was cheering. I was like, oh yeah, Cincinnati.
It's not good for your health to eat that much Skyline, and I need to move on.
Well, actually, what I discovered, and we talked about this before, is that like Skyline Chili has a rather large amount of protein. It still has like a lot of other, like, it's lacking in micronutrients, of course.
And it's greasy is the main thing for me, but go on.
it's greasy, but it has a pretty high amount of protein. And what I've been finding, and what I think a lot of people have been finding, I can't quote research right now, and I'm probably speaking out of my ass, and I don't like to do this, but look at my ass anyway.
Look at his ass.
Here, you know, there is like a more amount of protein in that, and protein is actually one of the things that a lot of people miss out on the most in life, and it just makes perfect logical sense that if you don't have enough protein, your body isn't able to rebuild itself as efficiently, and it's just eventually starts breaking down sooner. And that just like one of the biggest detriments of nutritional deficiencies is actually lacking enough protein for your body weight. It's not just about like if you're a bodybuilder trying to like get a certain grams. It's like the recommended dosage was always like 50 grams for everyone on a 2000 calorie diet. It's like it should be closer to 100. And if you're under 100, your body just doesn't have the amino acid pool. And especially because there are amino acids, essential amino acids, that in certain foods are not provided. That's why you have to be very careful and very particular if you're on, say, a vegan or a vegetarian diet, because you have to make sure that you're getting all of the essential amino acids. Because if you're missing in any of them, then you're basically missing in all of them. Because if you don't have the entire profile of essentials that your body cannot synthesize, it's not able to rebuild itself properly, because all of those are needed for certain functions in the body.
Me too.
In layman's terms, meat good, skyline great.
Yeah.
Also, the hot dog and bun and cheese that come with it probably are not as
hot dog was meat once, probably.
I mean, it is meat. It's meat. It's coagulated emulsified meat slurry cooked in juice, in juice. Fruit that comes in cups in juice instead of in syrup is like the healthier kind of fruit. So I assume that meat that comes coagulated and emulsified in juice is like the good kind of meat.
We need meat cups. Pudding, fruit, meat cups.
They do. Vienna sausages, like little meat cups.
Yeah. Or like Spam comes like a little can.
Yeah, Spam's great. Love Spam.
Dude, Spam is surprisingly good. I never had it as a kid, and the first time I got it, I was kind of like, well, it's like musubi. I've had musubi, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll see if I cook with it. It's surprisingly good. It gets so crispy.
You want to know my recipe for a quick fix? It actually involves Skyline Chili, because you can buy it at the store. Even out here in California, you can buy it at Ralph's, because Ralph is owned by Kroger's. And Kroger's, much like many Cincinnati companies, is a mega conglomerate that owns a lot of things. There are a lot of companies that own everything that are based out of Cincinnati.
That's fine.
Why do you think I'm here?
Yeah, Procter & Gamble basically owns every single like pharmacy product that you could ever imagine.
You could live your entire life only buying things that Procter & Gamble owns or manufactures.
Probably wouldn't be good. Unless we're sponsored by them, then absolutely give me that.
It's probably fine.
But yeah, so my recipe is you get some instant mashed potatoes. It could be whatever, plain or like garlic and herb or whatever. You boil your water for that. You pop a can of chili in a saucepan for the stove. And then you shred up some cheese, or you get some pre-shredded cheese. And then you take your Spam. Fry that bad boy, dice it into cubes. You get the mashed potatoes on the bottom. You mix the Spam in with the Skyline, put the Skyline on top of your mashed potatoes, and then sprinkle cheese on it.
It seems like mashed potatoes is kind of like your substitute for spaghetti, and then the Spam is like having the hot dog from the Coney. So you have the best of all worlds in one. That sounds good.
I actually feel like that would be... I don't... So I think three ways, which is spaghetti with chili on top and cheese and whatever... I think they're really hard to eat. I like the flavor.
They're messy.
But I find them really messy, and I find that annoying. Because
fall off your fork.
Yeah. Mashed potatoes is such a better vehicle for that. That's an interesting upgrade.
You don't need to add any seasoning, because everything is already extremely salted and very flavorful.
Oh, so salty. Oh, yeah.
I will throw this out there, too. I don't know if they're still doing it, but they Skyline and Gold Star, at the very least, they did have like a loaded potato, which was a potato with chili and cheese in it, which is basically that same idea.
Yeah. But yeah, mashed potatoes, Skyline chili, Spam, cheese. It's amazing. It is.
You did
actually
give me
amazing.
An idea, though. When you said get shred up, I was like, oh my God. Dude, imagine if you shred cheese and then shred Spam and then mix like an egg into it and make like a cheese and Spam pancake.
Oh, I thought you were going omelet.
No, well, it's like a protein pancake, right? It's like a hash brown almost, but it would get so crispy with the Spam. You could put eggs in it, but if you shred Spam and then like mix it.
You could shred potatoes, then Spam, then cheese.
Oh, all in one hash brown pancake Spam.
Yeah.
Make it an omelet and have all that stuff and have the skyline also in the omelet.
What you do is you make that, you make two patties of that, and then you just like fry an egg and have an egg sandwich where the bun is hash brown spam cheese buns.
Where's the chili?
You dip the whole thing in a purse filled with chili, and then you just drink the purse like it's a boot of beer.
Dude, what I would not give to be walking around Cincinnati and see somebody like eating a sandwich, open their purse and dip it in and come back out covered in
that's
chili.
I changed it a little, but that's such a ripoff. Did you ever see that SNL sketch? Where it's like a Taco Bell type thing, and they're like, we take an enchilada and we put it in a taco shell, and then we wrap that in a burrito, but it keeps escalating, and it gets to the point where it's like, and when we wrap that in a whole large pizza, and then we dunk that into a grocery bag full of chili.
No, I did not see that one.
But of all the things you could have said, a purse was like so. I
mean, it's perfect, right? You need a little structure. Chili is very liquidy. You need a little bit. You need like one of those purses that's kind of like rectangular but closes on the top.
It had better sit flat, because if that thing rolls on its side.
Yeah, no, you need a structure. A grocery bag of chili is just a mess.
Yeah.
That's not useful for anything.
Someone going to get their credit card and they reach in, pull out their wallet, it's just dripping with chili, and they hand you the card.
I don't think it's supposed to be the same purse that you use.
Oh no,
I think you need to have one personal effects purse and one chili purse.
One purse.
What about maybe a fanny two pack? Pouches. Would a chili what fanny
if,
work?
What if the, you know how some purses have like a center pouch that's zipper? That's the part, that's the waterproof part where all your stuff is in there, but it's surrounded by chili. So you have to very carefully like zip and then get in, but you don't want to slosh it too much or the chili will get into the part where
your chili's just an open container.
Yeah, the chili's just in there. Yeah.
Yeah. So your valuables floating on top, obviously. This is fantastic.
What if you actually take your purse on a roller coaster? Oh, that would, never mind. The imagery is not good.
No, the centripetal force of the coaster pushing you down into your seat, it would keep the chili down in the purse as well. It'd be totally
But what about
fine.
When you go up and you reach the peak where you like lift?
You have to like whip the purse around. You're responsible for the zero gravity moments.
It's like the Jigsaw roller coaster of chili punishment.
I love the idea of this outline warning sign, you know, your stick figures, and there's just one with a purse upside down, raining chili, and a big cross through it, just like, we are not responsible for any chili mishaps.
That, you know what, that is a thing they would sell at, like, King's Island. You go to King's Island, and you get your slushy in a cup shaped like the Eiffel Tower, and you get your chili in a big purse. You got your Eiffel Tower slushy and your chili bag.
God, I want us to sell a shirt that is the stick figure with a purse above and shit raining down and a big cross red circle with a line. And,
no one would know it was chili. They'd think it was
shit. So one of those is the upright and the purse is upside down. And the cell next to it, the person is upside down and the chili purse is right side up. And just an X in the one where the chili is upside down, because that's not what you want to do.
No.
But absolutely. You want the chili in the other one. You want to keep the chili right side. Yeah, no, instructions completely clear.
Thank you. Good. All right, look for that at store.distractablepodcast.com. Coming at you real soon. Don't worry. It's on the way, just like all the other things.
If it's not there when you look, it's because you either missed it or it's not there yet. Either one. Who knows?
Who knows?
You're too early late. You weren't right on time.
Life's a mystery.
I think the real winner today was Cincinnati. Cincinnati, winner speech? Is it over?
No, we're on to the real episode now, and this is why I kept saying that everyone's here and checking out this podcast, and that's why we brought our A game. Probably.
Pretty good. Chili purse is pretty good.
Speaking of A game, we're doing a tier list!
Oh, woo! Yay! Everyone, especially the subreddit, always loves tier lists.
Well, they're gonna love this one, because this is the Five Nights at Freddy's tier list!
I don't know very much about that game. Do I need to
you
know?
You don't have to. Okay,
people that played the games don't know much about it either, Bob.
I only know the four main characters from the first game, really. And beyond that, I don't know who any of these people are.
Well, look, it's okay because we've got all...
Holy shit, that's a lot.
There's Balloon Boy who smoked pot.
What the fuck? What is this?
Wait, it just looped. Sorry, it looped.
I was going to say, hang on a second.
Those those look the same. Some of those look exactly the same.
No, it's okay. Okay, so up to here. This is all apparently, I'm not going to count this. Someone can count if they really want, but it's probably close to 50, I guess. Oh,
is there a criteria for how we rank it, or can we just rank it based on looking at this?
Well, we could do it a few different ways. It's like some of us know. For those that we don't know, we'll kind of just make a gut decision on appearances only. We're going to judge these books by their cover. But the other ones we'll like try to rank. We'll do it round robin style. I'll assign a point structure to each letter. So it's like, no, I don't know. How did we do it before? We've done so many of these, but I've never run one. So I don't know how you guys scored.
We've never done it the same way. I don't know. We didn't.
We've never followed a good structure.
Yeah, I hope you're ready to add about six more tiers to your tier list, because this...
I already know there's the I'd fuck it tier.
I don't think that's a tier.
It's called smash tier.
Oh.
Yeah. I've also taken E out, because I always think that, like, there's no... In grades, like, in school, you don't have E grade, and I think that's strange.
I was an S tier student in school, I would agree.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. Spring cleaning isn't just something you should do for your house or your apartment. It's a good time to take another look at your budget, and specifically at how much you're paying for your phone plan. Because if you're not using Mint Mobile, you might be overpaying. Right now, Mint Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data plans for $15 a month when you buy a three-month plan. That you could be saving a lot of money with that. And you could use that money to buy camera lenses, hair implants, diapers, fund your movie, maybe your house smells like maple syrup and you can't really figure out what the deal is with that. Go switch to Mint Mobile. Go to mintmobile.com/distractable. That's mintmobile.com/distractable. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month for first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential?
You're talking about the potential?
The potential. You thought to yourself, oh, a little elbow grease, some fresh installs, a little bit of love. You could transform that body full of rust into a baby that's all your own.
Cars, right?
Yeah.
It wouldn't take much to transform my ride.
Your ride's more like Schrodinger's ride. If you don't think about it, it both does and does not exist.
It is possible.
But on eBay Motors, anything is possible. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. They got brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it.
With eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back.
Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Guys, I found another subscription. It's not even one. They keep coming.
What? That's crazy.
But that's okay, because I could use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money can help you have full control over subscriptions, have a clear view of your expenses.
If there's anything in there that says, like, hey, please cancel this for me, don't press it.
I'm going to go press all of those buttons. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/distractable. That's rocketmoney.com/distractable. rocketmoney.com/distractable. You should get that, Mark. It's probably important.
Oh, no way.
Anyway, we're going to try to go through this quickly because there's a lot, and we never get through these very quickly. So we're going to start off with, obviously, Freddy. Now, who's got a coin to flip who goes first? This is not determining the winner. This is not determining the winner.
You know what I have,
Mark? This is not determining the winner. Triangle of Fairness is not determining the winner.
You know what I have?
You have a lens cap?
I have a lens cap.
Oh, nice.
Lens cap's way superior.
Nah, yeah. I go with Bob's lens cap. Bob, if it, you call it.
Sony side is heads.
Okay.
It landed like this. That's tails, I guess.
Did you call it?
No, no.
All right, well,
I call tails. I win. Hang on. I'm doing everything here. Heads. It landed Tails again. That's Tails' side.
All right, Wade, you go first, so you get Freddy.
All right, my inclination is to give him A tier, but the entire franchise is based on him. He's the most recognizable figure from the entire game series. He's got to be S probably because of that, though personally I feel like he's an A.
Okay, you feel like he's just an A? I get your reasoning. Why? Because it's like, for all the animatronics, he's kind of been... He may be the face, but he's kind of the least impressive to me.
He's not that interesting to me, but he is the one that's like the driving force. He's the star of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's got to give him some bonus points, so...
He is the Chuck E. Cheese of the show.
High A, low S.
High A? God, don't get me into high A's here, because I'll put A+.
Can we get an A+, S- minus added in there? Just
not
so we have...
yet.
Okay.
Okay, well, he's like high A plus to mid A plus.
All right, Bob, counterpoint.
I mean, he has got to be S, right? It's literally Five Nights at his place. It's, I know that as a character in the game, not that interesting maybe, but yeah. Like, if there is a face of the franchise, there's about 90,000 characters that I see on the list below, so maybe he's not the face, but if there is a face, it's his face, isn't it? Isn't that the face? That's the face on the movie poster. That's the face that that sneaks up on you. Like, he's the face. He's the face.
Here's
face.
What I'll say to Wade's credit, and what I might give him the point for here is Mickey Mouse is technically the mascot of Disney. I would not rank Mickey as an S-tier Disney character. So I'll just say that. And that's why I'm like, I kind of agree with A plus. All right, A plus.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
All right,
okay.
We're going off the... Wait, no. Oops.
Called it.
He's new. He's new? Okay. I like it. New. The original character. New. I agree.
New A. I can't... Oh,
new
what?
A.
Well, new A is clearly above old A, so...
Have you tried backspace?
Old A goes below A. We're doing this tier list like the Five Nights at Freddy's lore. We're just, like, adding it in wherever it goes.
The new A.
All right. Oh, God. So we got the
Welcome
new
to
A.
The new A. New A.
Oh, man, I like it. I hate it. God. All right. Anyway, so I'll give Wade the point for that one. So that's one for Wade. Bob, what do you think about Bonnie?
Bonnie. I like Bonnie. Bonnie's a cool color. Bonnie's a classic. I would say solid B tier.
B for Bonnie.
Good, reliable, classic character. Good jump scares. Nothing too crazy, but deserves to be above a C. Deserves a solid B tier.
Above C? I could get behind that. Wade, any counterpoints?
Yeah, Bonnie is personally responsible for about 90% of my misery when I played the games way back when. I fucking hated Bonnie. Bonnie killed me more than any other animatronic, I'm pretty sure, by a wide margin. Fuck Bonnie. Bonnie gets D tier just because of what Bonnie personally did to me to offend me. On an unbiased level, Bonnie's a rabbit in average, and at best I would give Bonnie probably a C. I don't know that anything interesting has come of Bonnie. Like, there's nothing really to hate, nothing really to love. I feel like Bonnie's overlooked among the other animatronics. Everyone sexualized Chica. Foxy gets a lot of attention for its uniqueness. Am I wrong? Freddy's the name of the thing. Bonnie's just there. Bonnie's the definition of average.
I'm going to shut Wade down before it goes too off the rails. I'm going to put him at B just because I kind of agree. There's some lore stuff behind it, but I've never been too deep in the lore for as much as I'm like the face of Five Nights at Freddy's. Not obviously the face of Five Nights at Freddy's, Freddy, but I'm like the FNAF guy. I don't know a lot about the lore. Everything I've gleaned. And Bonnie, there are some interesting implications, but I do think he's above average. If C is average, then above average. I think that I'm going to give Bob the point for this one just because. I kind of agree. Nothing too crazy. Very standard, reliable, was like, yeah, this was the first animatronic that could kill you in the first game, I think. And therefore, it's hard to say. Okay. Back to Wade. Chica.
That's another hard one. So I never understood all of the weird fan art, fan fiction stuff with Chica.
What were you looking at, man?
Literally in the second game, they like prettied Chica up to make
that's
it like...
That's a different one.
Is,
we're not talking
like
about that
Chica,
one.
Chica, right? People were doing it. I don't know. People were doing it. Chica, to me... It's pretty close to Bonnie. I was going to put Chica B, Bonnie C. I'll stick Chica also in B. I feel like wasn't really that interesting to me. It's a chicken. It attacks you. It's cool. It has a bib. A little birthday. I mean, you know what? I'll give Chica a higher B than Bonnie for the fact that it had a cupcake.
I can't do that, man.
So further left could just imply higher.
You're right. Okay, so
the
cupcake
pushes it over the edge.
You want to put Chica above Bonnie.
I want to put everything above Bonnie because Bonnie pisses me off. But the cupcake is cool. Fuck the bird, but the cupcake's cool.
I feel like that's selling Chica short. Chica passes the vibe check. Okay, Chica has the cupcake. Chica's got the fun bib that says "Let's eat" on it. I love that. Chica will kill you, and I definitely experienced that. I played the first two games. That's the only games I've really played. So, like, yeah, a little scary, but something about Chica is like, I guess Chica is one of the characters to me from the original cast that stands out a little bit. Where it's like, interesting. If I was gonna have a plushie, I would probably either have that one or maybe the one that we haven't talked about from the first game yet. But I would put it A tier.
You
vibe,
put A?
Vibe check, immaculate, uniqueness, much higher than Bonnie's. Very interesting character.
All right. I wouldn't necessarily want to put it, if Chica was at A and Bonnie was at B, I would feel like that would be unfair. So I do lean more towards Wade. However, Wade, I'm going to make a little tweak to yours. I'm going to do this because of a personal pet peeve of mine. If this list was like this, Bonnie comes in on the left side of the office. Chica comes from the right side.
So you're moving Chica down to the right and downgrading Chica.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
In B.
So I can't give Bob the point for that because it was still Wade's suggestion. I'm going to give you half a point.
Hey, I take Hives.
All right. Okay. We got Foxy. Bob, you're up.
I like Foxy. I think Foxy is interesting. I didn't get into the game enough to fully understand the mechanic of Foxy, but I do know that that noise always scared me the most, and I would put Foxy solidly in A as well. This is, I guess, one of my criteria is if I was going to have like a plushie or something or a sticker, Foxy is one of the ones that I would like to have, because like Freddy, it's too obvious, a little passe. Bonnie, I like it, not so interesting. Foxy, very interesting. Interesting character, cool look, got the pirate thing going on. Love it. A.
Okay. Wade?
S. Foxy to me is one of the only S's from when I remember playing the game. It's the first different character. He's got a different design. He's got the eye patch. He's got his own little like nook and cranny. And the first few nights when you're playing it for the first time, you have no idea what's going on. And then all of a sudden he starts to emerge and he's the most terrifying one. Whenever he's running at you, the noise he makes, like the stomping, is terrifying. I think he looks really cool with the pirate aesthetic. I think he's the most memorable character. If you didn't like look at the cover and see Five Nights at Freddy's as the name, if you just played it, the one you come out remembering is Foxy from the first one. As well as I use his sound effect on Twitch for scare alerts, and he makes me a lot of money. So S tier for that. But S tier for the fact that, I don't know, I feel like he's the scary force in the first game because he's the random thing you have to monitor that's different than the rest. You're not just looking at the cameras. You have to go and I forget what the mechanic is to get him to close his tent back up, just stare at it or something. But
it was debated whether it was like looking at his camera or the cameras at all, and I think the answer was look at the cameras, period.
Yeah,
you didn't even have to look at his thing. But yeah, it is,
he's S tier to me.
Okay, so I was gonna like say a disclaimer being like we need to think about this in terms of the entire franchise. But Wade did make a lot of really good points there. There was something special if you're thinking about it in the total franchise for the first game even applying to that. That was something special about Foxy. Bob, do you have anything to defend your point? Because I'm compelled. I do think A is a fair ranking, but I could see it.
I guess I would say I thought about S, but the original cast is just like, I don't think that they represent the peak of the games in terms of the characters and the level of interest. So yes, I could see Foxy on New A maybe with Freddy in terms of like face of the franchise level character quality. But I was reserving S because I feel like there are other characters that are way crazier and get way, way wilder and scarier and more interesting in the subsequent stuff.
I will counter it with, if I can,
keep it quick.
All of the other mechanics from other games that are different, I feel like are based on Foxy's different mechanic. They expound upon it, sure. They change it up as it goes along and they have other things that happen. But like the idea of having several characters do one thing and like one or two characters do something weird still comes back to the foundation Foxy laid by being the one character that threw you off your game like three nights in. And all of a sudden there's something else to worry about. That idea was founded with him. Not his fault he came first.
Man, I don't know who I'm convinced more by, because it's like, I kind of do want to put Foxy above Freddy even, because I do feel like Foxy is just... S is for special. A is a great ranking. S is for special. And I think, I really do think, like, there's something special about what Foxy brought to that first game, more than what Freddy even brought. But that being said, is it enough for an S? I don't know.
I would say S is for superior, and I don't know if superior is as applicable as special is.
That's true. I guess that you're right about that.
Foxy is special, but I don't know if I would say Foxy is superior.
I don't know if I'll agree. Looking at the list, I'm not sure I'll see anything that I really want to rank ahead. There's maybe one other S thing I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We'll get there, but I feel like it's a disservice to say he's not.
I feel like you're overlooking Bingo the Murder Clown, but we'll get to it.
Hey, I got to look at the list. I got to remember what's here. I'm like, what is?
And to be fair, I've not played all of the newer games either, so maybe someone jumps out. But from what I played, nothing quite recaptured the original Foxy feel. I think I played the first four games.
Man, this is tough. I didn't think I'd be this split about it. I really do think Foxy, in his implementation, was special, but it was one note. Like, let's be honest, it wasn't that deep. It was very compelling, better than Bonnie and Chica's, but I don't think quite S. I'm going to leave it at A, and I'm going to give the Bob the point on that one. Because I could see the argument, but it's just like, is he really, he's doing a lot, and he was very fun, which made him more special than Bonnie and Chica, but in the end, he didn't really do much, much more than them. Whereas, like, Freddy was the finisher, so new A is good for Freddy. I think Foxy should be proud of A, above Bonnie and Chica, for sure. A is good.
A is good. I hope I'm on the A list for Distractable, whenever we do that tier list. Distractable host tier list, coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that'd be a long debated episode. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All right, Wade, you get Golden Freddy though.
I mean, I don't know that I can put Golden Freddy above Foxy. However, I mean, it depends how you look at it. Golden Freddy, mystery wise, lore wise, is probably up there in S, because like Golden Freddy was the first thing. It's like, what is Golden Freddy? Who is Golden Freddy? Why? What does that mean? Does it mean anything? Like, that was one of the first huge mysteries I remember people trying to debate, was what is Golden Freddy? But like, does Golden Freddy ever do anything in any of the games? I don't know the answer to that. That's a legitimate question. Other than just like, you can maybe see him in one of them or something.
Where would you put him? Gut reaction. A. Okay. Bob.
F tier. unless there's something that I'm unaware of, which I'm not an expert, Golden Freddy set the standard for me on the bullshit about this franchise that I think is annoying.
That's fair.
Where there's all this stuff where it's like, ooh, what is he? Ooh, what's the lore? And the answer is, I don't know, he's golden, and he shows up sometimes, and you can do this to see him, maybe. But, like, he's not an integral, it sets this precedent where it's like, ooh, it's a mystery, it must be interesting. And then it's like, oh, actually, well, no, there was no, it was just a random choice that was in, but we're going to retcon that to be something really interesting later so that it has a point. But it didn't. It didn't have a point. It's just random bullshit for Scott Cawthorn to be like, it's a mystery. Ooh, look at the lore. What do those pixels in that one shot mean? Ooh.
I don't think F is fair, because if we're looking at just the first game, and obviously we're looking at the greater thing, yes, it was that first thing that led into the whole, ooh, look at the lore, but I can forgive it in this first iteration. I don't know if like this is the only iteration of Golden Freddy on this list, but I could forgive the first iteration just because Scott probably didn't imagine that this would ever expand.
That's true. That's
it
fair.
It was the one thing that it was like, it made people dig deeper and then realize that there were a lot of hidden details in the environment. And as a huge fan of environmental storytelling in gaming, and I do think like, it did a great example of show, not tell, but also this was a great example of like leading people to be like, hey, you're not paying attention to all this other stuff here. And I like rare events in games. I think that makes the experience very special. I think that F is unfair. I do think that. So I'm fine with A, because it is true that there was a whole lot of nothing that I know of, and I haven't looked very deep. But if there was a compelling answer, I feel like we would all know and be like, oh my God, that was amazing. Yes, that answered all. That's so great. It paid off, this thing. And that would put it in S tier, but it didn't. And it doesn't. So I think Golden Freddy sits right at A.
Nah.
So Wade gets a point for that.
Yay.
In before every Five Nights at Freddy, Absolute Fanatic is in the comments like, actually, you're way or if you play this. Sorry, we're
Well, there are no comments here. They have to go to the subreddit for that.
Oh, they'll be there. They'll be there.
But the thing is, if there was a cohesive, comprehensive, simple answer that made us all go like, oh, we'd all know it. Everyone would know it because everyone would be like, that makes so much sense. But it's not there. So anyway, who was that?
My turn?
Yeah, Bob, phone guy.
So this is the phone recording that plays that tells you that you're working security at night at Freddy Fazbear's.
I'm assuming specifically the first one, because I think the first one's a phone, then there's like recording tapes afterwards. I'm assuming this is the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But phone guy.
I feel like phone guy, I would put in S. I feel like this represents something about the franchise that's very minor. It's not a core part of all the lore about all the animatronics and whatever shit happened. And again, I don't know, maybe, but Phone Guy is one of the things where, like, if you were mimicking this game, if you're making a reference to this game or franchise, Phone Guy is one of the things that you might reference. Like, how many times have people been like, hello? And it's like, that's a reference to the Phone Guy. Like, that's what you're referencing. It's maybe not an iconic thing in the character itself, but it's a part of the game that's very, like, memorable, referenceable, memeable.
That's a good point. That it is maybe more even than Freddy himself might be core to the franchise, is, like, this idea of, like, this narrator that gives you story and gets you into it, but also is a character in the universe. Yeah, no, I you know, I'm not mad at this. Wade, are you mad at this?
Slightly. I think, hello? Is S. I think everything he says afterward, and the fact that whenever you die and you have to re-listen to each message each night, is grating sometimes. I think later games, they allowed you to skip, but the first game, don't you have to hear them talk every time you die? Or didn't you originally?
No.
Am I remembering that wrong? Is that really not a thing?
You listen to it every time?
Yeah, can't you just like click on the phone?
You could always mute it.
You just mute it.
It was a mute call.
Okay, I was going to be harsher because I thought you had to hear it.
Wade's mad because Wade's a dummy.
I've not played in a long time, to be fair. Give me a break.
I could put Wade down here.
I'm going to be repetitive. I can live with A tier. If Foxy is... I can't put Foxy below Phone Guy. If Foxy was S tier, I could maybe listen to an argument of them being on a similar level because of things you think of when you think of the game. I think Freddy, Foxy... The phone wasn't something I originally thought of. But the hello, that bit alone is...
It's very memeable.
I could give it A tier. I don't think the rest of what Phone Guy has to say... We're taking two very specific words out of a million.
It's too late. I gave Bob the point here. It goes S tier. And need I remind you, when we finish this tier list, all of us endorse this list. This is the distractible, kissed, endorsed
you
list.
You gotta bump Foxy up. I will petition the rest of the time.
No. Well, maybe we can talk about that later. We'll talk about it later. But for now...
Phone Guy and Foxy.
We're not gonna talk about that later.
We're not gonna talk... Do you think we have time for that?
And Freddy too. Phone Guy above Freddy. I mean, even Freddy has the music that plays on the death, that plays whenever he comes to kill you. That's as memorable as hello.
Yeah, look, that's why he's in new A. He's in a tier of his own,
and his name is on the game, and you've got Phone Guy ahead of him. I can't put Phone Guy in.
Hello,
Wade, here's your chance. You got Freddy.
Which Freddy is this? Is this Five Nights 2 Freddy?
Five Nights 2 toy Freddy.
I care less about him than I care about regular Freddy. A lot of the FNAF 2 thing, there's a couple of FNAF 2 things that are cool. Freddy's not one of them. He's C tier. He's as average as it gets.
C tier. Bam. All right. Bob, any counterpoints?
I mean, it's still his game. It's still his pizza joint. I agree. He's not like super special, but I think...
Whoever talks about FNAF 2 Freddy?
If he stands out at all, he stands out above his peers in his game. He probably belongs at B, and the rest of his peers probably belong in C, unless we've got some other arguments coming along.
The thing is, I don't even think he is the tier in his own game, because there's Withered Freddy from 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
So I think I'm going to give Wade the point on that one, just because, yeah, I don't remember a single thing.
That was
a
pretty accurate pick, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a good, solid pick. It's still Freddy, but man, that's the least of all the Freddies, as far as I know.
He's a minor Frederick.
He's Frederick Jr., really.
Like, I don't even think he looks cute, scary. He's just the epitome of, like, forgettable.
Yeah, exactly. Forgettable.
And when they all get together, everyone calls him Fred.
Yeah. Honestly, I kind of want to knock him down to D now, just because he really is. Yeah, listen, I'm still going to give you the point, Wade, but I'm knocking him to D.
I'm fine. I would not argue with D. The only reason I had him in C at all was his name is Freddy.
He's a disgrace to Freddy's. I would put him in F, but that would get him closer to Freddy again. So we need to keep him in D.
D for don't you dare.
All right. Bob, Toy Bonnie.
This is another one. I feel like Five Nights 2 was popular, but I don't remember Bonnie from Five Nights 2 being very much of anything. At least Toy Bonnie. And like, C. Like, the one thing I will say is I think Toy Bonnie looks better. I like more appealing and kind of scarier because it's cuter than original Bonnie. So like, maybe it belongs, C.
C, okay, C.
Zach, there's just not that much, you know, interesting about Toy Bonnie. It's okay.
All right.
It's a cute background character in a picture.
All right. C, Wade.
I agree. I know I'm going second here and it's not like I'm just agreeing to agree, but like, I don't think he's above average. I think he's better than Freddy. We have Freddy and D. That leaves C.
All right. That's fair enough. Bob, you get the point, but we're all in agreement here. Wade, I'll give you some extra credit that is not points for agreeing with Bob, but it's not points.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. Wade, you got Toy Chica.
Okay. One head says S. Rational head says probably...
I think I know why you were saying that all the fan art was about this.
There was a lot of fan art of this particular Chica.
Uh-huh.
And it's definitely better than the Bonnie. Is it better than the original Bonnie and Chica? Because of the fan art and the weird-ass fucking part of the fandom it brought out, it should probably be F, but also A.
F for...
F for, yeah. Let's go B for Bang.
All right. Bob?
S for Smash. Not only does this character model inspire a ton of fan art, both lewd and non-lewd varieties, there's something about the, like, black, glossy eyes. It's a chicken, but there's no beak. There's, like, a human-ish, smiley mouth situation. Mm-hmm. It's like a alien nightmare, like, come see you in your dreams chicken. I find it very off-putting and also very hot. S for Smash.
You're Foxy's an A.
You know, I
cannot in good faith even think about this tier list above A because of Foxy being so low. It's affecting my ability to think.
You know, there's been very few steals on this, and I wasn't gonna really entail this, but man, you can't deny the lewd side of the fandom that has spun out of Five Nights.
It really woke up some people, and it changed the dynamic of the whole
Five Nights.
I said B for Bang.
Yeah, you did. Listen, man, I don't want to endorse.
I have a compromise.
I will concede.
Okay, compromise. What's the compromise?
Okay.
Toy
Chica goes in S. Foxy gets promoted to S. Wade doesn't get any points for it.
Wade, would you be willing to take that compromise? Foxy would be bumped up to S below, above. Toy
yes,
Chica.
Yes, I'll take it. I was going to propose moving them up anyway without any point amalgamation. So yes, as long as Foxy's up in S, I can live with Chica being
then,
up there.
Then you can feel good about it and I can still get the point I deserve.
Yeah, I'm only netting Bob 1 point.
Okay.
Because also, like, this is taking away from your thing, Wade, here, of you put B. So he would technically get a point. I'm only netting him 1 point for this move, but you get what you want. So Foxy's been promoted to S.
Foxy came before Phone Guy. Can you just move Foxy to left one? Thanks.
Nope. That was not part of the deal.
This is the correct order. We all endorse it.
We all endorse this, and Bob gets 1 point out of this exchange, which, man, he really swept on
this
deal.
Did he lose a point for Foxy being S tier?
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. Did he? Bob, did you say yes?
Did you say can he or did he?
Well, if I did,
I lost the Foxy argument. But
you
I know,
stole
I...
a point for winning this one, so I'm netting you one.
Okay,
which
yeah,
I think
that's
that
fine. That's
out.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. That maths.
Who's up? I have no idea.
I think it's Bob.
All right, Bob, we got Mangle.
Mangle is a mouse?
No, it's a version of Foxy.
It's a version of Foxy. Oh, wait, I remember Mangle. Oh, Mangle's scary. I don't like Mangle. Mangle is big scary.
Mangle is the Foxy of FNAF 2.
I would put Mangle in A just for quality. Like, I don't remember the character lore-wise as a character for any specific reason, but I remember the level of fear that it induced. Good, solid, scary character. Good member of the cast. A.
Okay. Above, below?
Below Golden Freddy is okay. Good.
Okay, cool. All right. A, I can see that. Wade.
I think Toy Chica and Mangle are the two most memorable characters from 2. I think Mangle is definitely the scarier one. Again, I like the unique things that the games offer. Foxy was unique in 1. Mangle was unique in 2.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mangle also has a lot of mystery and lore. So if we put Golden Freddy up there for mystery and lore, but added that it's actually a character that can hurt you and scare you, I would say Mangle is actually above Golden Freddy in that aspect. However, Golden Freddy's more iconic, so I'm not going to be too picky about that. I think A is fair.
Okay. I think that, yeah, A is fair. This is fair. We're in agreements here. But I'm not going to give you half a point, Wade, because I forget why exactly I gave you half a point before. I'm not going
to
do it.
Apparently, whoever goes first, if the next person agrees with them, they're just fucked.
Yeah, well, you have to.
That's what I'm learning.
You have to just disagree hilariously, Wade. That's how
you don't have to. You don't have to. It's low stakes here. It's low stakes. It's not everything. Okay. All right, Balloon Boy.
Okay, I get the not high version of Balloon Boy. Balloon Boy's fine. I remember hearing the hello, but like, I never really cared too much about Balloon Boy, like the lore of Balloon Boy or whatever else. Maybe that's different for other people. I think Balloon Boy's right about where Toy Bonnie was. C, maybe B because it's a new mechanic. I'm feeling a B or a C. I'm not strong on either one of those, but I'm feeling somewhere in there feels right to me for Balloon Boy because like I just didn't care. Balloon Boy caused like some stress, if I remember right, but like.
Plant your flag.
B for Balloon.
B for Balloon. Bop.
More interesting than Toy Bonnie, so B is good.
Yeah, I kind of agree, I guess, which is lame. By which I mean, there's a better version of this character. So this should be C in looking forward to what's coming next. This belongs in C because the other version belongs above it, but not higher than B.
I don't even know that. I don't remember there being a second version.
You're both wrong. F. I don't care. Balloon Boy sucks. Nothing great about it. No one gets any points.
I was closer to F.
No, I was closer to F.
No one gets any points for either of you daring to put Balloon Boy above F in any capacity. I give no points.
Can I be
zero
honest?
Points.
That yeah. character makes me think of Ocean's 11 and the scene where they're in the casino and the two brothers from Utah start a fake fight. One of them's trying to deliver balloons and he bumps into the other guy and he's all, oh, look at this Balloon Boy. Where are you going, Balloon Boy? That's all I think of. And that's why I like it.
All right. Well, interesting. I don't remember that, but all right. We got Balloon Girl.
Oh, is that the difference?
I didn't even know that this was a real character. I thought this was a joke.
Balloon Girl is not Balloon Boy?
No.
I thought it was just like Balloon Boy after some pot.
No, I thought that this was a lie. I thought that this was just like someone took Balloon Boy's picture, recolored it, just like shifted the hue and dropped it down below to make it seem like, ooh, there's another secret character in Five Nights at Freddy's 2. Of all the games, Five Nights at Freddy's 2 had so many actual secrets in it that no one knew what was true. One of the characters coming up is actually like, was never really confirmed to actually exist until people dug into the files and be like, oh, fuck, that's actually a real thing. What is going on here? So Balloon Girl, where does Balloon Girl go? Sorry, I preemptively put Balloon Girl in F.
I agree with Mark. Balloon Girl belongs with her boyfriend in F. Brother? Boyfriend? Probably brother, I guess. They kind of look...
Probably same thing, weirdos.
Yeah, in F tier for fake.
Yeah. Wait.
D tier because it's more interesting than Balloon Boy and didn't annoy the shit out of me while I played the game.
I'll take it. I'll get that. That's exactly what I was going to say. Wade gets a point for a steal there. Wow. Yeah, because literally, like, I've never encountered Balloon Girl, so I have no idea. I think Balloon Girl actually did appear in, like, Ultimate Custom Night, but whatever. I'd say, like, I want Balloon Boy to suffer in hell down here alone. All right, who's up next?
My first now, I think.
Wade, yeah.
Puppet!
I know we're not doing ranks of B tier, but high B tier. I think Puppet's just below Mangle for interest from FNAF 2. I think Puppet was FNAF 2.
Like here?
I think it's cool. It was creepy. It was scary. But I think I remember Mangle more than I remember Puppet in the long run. Like, I see the Puppet, it's like, oh, yeah. But I think of Mangle more, so I can't put it above Mangle. So high B, above Bonnie.
Okay.
Puppet goes in C tier. It stands out and the design doesn't make any sense. If you compare the look of the character to the rest of the game, it just like, it felt like it was a slapped in thing. Like, not, it doesn't jive with the rest of the look of the game. It just feels weird. It feels out of place. It is spooky, but like, it's not as clearly not as integrated into the whole image of the game that like Scott was intending to create the whole vibe. It just doesn't work for me. See,
I totally get what you're saying because this is not an animatronic. Like, I understand like completely what you're going for, because I would agree that it felt like something outside of it. Even the toy things were like still animatronics, but this is like being a puppet. It's like, it just feels like a sock puppet. And its mechanic I found to be annoying. However, I still am going to keep it in B because, man, great thumbnail. Great thumbnail.
Wow, okay.
Great asset for a thumbnail. So I'm going to give away the point of that
sure,
one.
Like, okay, great. Yeah.
It is a great thumbnail. It's more really memorable than Toy Bonnie, too. Like, it's got to be about Toy Bonnie.
Okay, we got Freddy from 2.
Is this just normal Freddy from 2?
Normal Freddy from 2.
I think all normal Freddies belong in New A. All
right.
I think that's basically Freddy tier. Again, this one does not stand out as a character in the game itself for me, as far as I remember. But like, he's got the top hat. He's still the guy. Like, that's, it's Freddy's game. We're living in Freddy's world, so Freddy goes in New A tier.
I agree with this completely because design wise, sick. This is where FNAF 2 Scott's animatronic design peaked. I think personally, this right here.
I also do feel like that's the iconic Freddy for me.
Yeah,
with the hat and the look of the Five Nights 2 Freddy is like the one I imagine when I'm trying to think of what he looks like.
Yeah, it just like he nailed everything about the unsettlingness of it, the uncanniness of it. This one looks too much like a 3D animation. This looks like a real fucking animatronic. I think this is great. He really nailed this one. Might be peak Freddy in my opinion. All right, Wade, counterpoint. You have any counterpoint? I'll give it.
Do I get one if you've already?
Nah, you don't. All right, you get Withered Bonnie.
I was so right. You don't even get it.
I'm not even going to
be swayed. I'm not going to be
Withered
swayed.
Bonnie among. I don't. Are these the Nightmare animatronics? Is that what they're called?
Withered Nightmare.
Withered animatronic. Okay. Yeah. I think Bonnie is the peak of the Withered looks. I think Bonnie is at least A tier. Do I want to go any higher than A tier? I kind of do, but I don't know if it belongs up in New A. I would personally put it there because I don't, just something about that look is terrifying. It's what I remember Bonnie being after 1. That's the Bonnie I think of, is the Withered look. I would go high A, probably above the other two.
The other two, okay.
I think that those two have more lore implications than this one, but this one was truly nightmare fuel to look at.
This one actually had more lore implications because he actually spoke. He had spoken lines.
Okay.
Yeah, he was one of the few that actually talked and had lines when he killed you. I think he even said things like, I was the first. Like, it was really interesting.
Is he from 4? Is that from 4 where they had the Withered?
2. This is all 2.
This is still all 2. 2
was
been a long
hugely
time.
Dense. 2 okay. Had everything in it. 2 was like, still think 2 is the best game of the franchise.
I think that is where I want to put it.
Bob?
I think Withered Bonnie is the superior Bonnie. But I struggle to put a Bonnie above B. I think Withered Bonnie goes at the top of B because it is scary. And there's just something like very mid about Bonnie as a character. Like it's solid, but it's not at the top for me.
I hear you. I just love the symmetry. So I'm going to put Bonnie stacked on Bonnie because I think it's great. Let's never change this. Wade gets a point. Yeah. All right. You know how much I like symmetry, Bob. You know.
I think... Withered Chica should go wherever it is most satisfyingly symmetrical, probably right next to Withered Bonnie, so that's right above regular Chica, so that everything just is very satisfying and delightful to look at. Also, I still think Chica is generally a superior character to Bonnie, so I think they at least belong next to each other in A.
All right. Okay, that's fair. That's pretty fair. Wade?
I think that the Withered Bonnie is a lot more memorable than Withered Chica. I couldn't tell you why, just in my brain. There's something about that ripped off face look that's very different. Plus, I don't see a cupcake in this image. C.
You know, that's a good point. Because even in this game, there's a better Chica than Withered Chica.
There's a better Chica in the same video game.
Oh, it could be symmetrical like this.
That's what I was thinking. That's why I said C.
That's great thinking, Wade. That's a point. Didn't see the more symmetrical and proper answer. Wade steals a point right under Bob's nose.
I really don't think that's more symmetrical, but that's okay.
Well, it's not more symmetrical, but it's symmetrical and then also makes more sense.
Sure.
But then Toy Bonnie's over here, and I think... No, Toy Bonnie is okay. Yeah. All right, anyway.
We're moving on. We make final answers only.
All right, Foxy.
I don't remember this Foxy as much as I remember the original Foxy, so it's definitely not S. Probably somewhere between Bonnie and Chica, I'll say B.
B, right here?
That's fine.
All right.
This Foxy belongs right next to its paler cousin, Mangle, in A, because I, as much as the original Foxy is pretty memorable, this is also kind of what I think of in terms of how Foxy looks, with the destroyed ear and the more, like, is this technically withered Foxy?
Yes.
Yeah, so, like, withered. It's not as iconic as original Foxy, but I do, this is among the more memorable ones for me, so I would put A tier right next to Mangle.
I think you stole it well enough, but above Mangle is really the question. Oh, they both have, the opposite eyes. Oh, I didn't notice that.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting. Well, gotta put it there, or maybe here.
Nah, looking
no, it's better the other way. Yeah.
You're right.
Okay. You stole the point, Bob, right under Wade's nose. What an idiot.
All right, Golden Freddy 2.
Golden Freddy 2 is, I think, better and more interesting than original Golden Freddy in terms of character in the game, and that he actually does something, I believe, in the game that he's in. Less iconic looking, because it doesn't have that super crushed, super bright yellow sort of look that the original Golden Freddy thing always, the graphic has. I would say B for
B.
Barely Freddy.
So like here or there?
Under Golden Freddy and B.
Oh, no, but no. No, oh, no, oh man. Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, I don't know if I can give you the point for this one. Oh.
Well, okay, sure.
Wade, fix this. Wade, fix it.
I think... A tier up next to the left of the original Golden Freddy.
Ooh.
The amount of times I saw this Golden Freddy in thumbnails, the excitement whenever he first appeared in the game, and everyone was like, oh my god, I found this big secret. And then like he actually did stuff. It was a continuation and an upgrade to the original Golden Freddy because there was actually more to it and a lot more scary, iconic look, I think, than the original Golden Freddy. The wires coming out of the eye and stuff. I think it's below Bonnie, but above the original Golden Freddy.
I kind of like that interpretation just because I do think this one is more iconic in terms of the look because the crushed is cool, but this one, great thumbnail. Great thumbnail. I've used this so many times.
Everyone used that thing in a thumbnail. That was all over.
My thumbnail with Golden Freddy in it was used in like some official thing. I forget. That's happened to my thumbnails a few times where people think that like it's official like art or like a screenshot or something. Nah, I like it. Also, weirdly, this flows nicely. You've really got an eye for aesthetics, Wade. You really got an eye. You got an eye for aesthetics.
Thank you.
That's why his office looks the way it does.
Yeah, that's true. All right. We got to wrap it up. We're already, how long have we been going?
Just ticked over an hour on the recording.
All right, we're going to try to speed this. Who is this? I have no idea. We're getting into territory
purple,
we're out on.
Picture of purple body?
I think it's like Shadow Freddy.
That's Freddy? I thought that was a Bonnie.
Yeah, no, it's Freddy. It's purple, but it is Freddy.
No, it is Freddy.
Because it's supposed
to
be like, you see the Golden Freddy eye thing going on
he's
there?
He's got the butt cheek snoot.
Yeah, he got the butt cheek nose.
B tier, because I didn't even recognize it at first, but it's still a Freddy, so I guess higher than Toy Bonnie. B tier is fine.
I would say C tier because, you know what? D tier. Who is this?
You're right. Yeah, who is this? Yeah.
What is that? Is that from this game? Who is that? D tier.
I have no idea. I think Shadow Bonnie was like showed up in one camera but did nothing. Yeah. Maybe fake. I think fake.
Yeah, probably fake.
Maybe. All right, Bob, you get it. Fine. This guy, definitely not fake. It's Shadow Bonnie.
I mean, just looking at the name.
Wait, am I
first?
Up? I'm up. I go first.
Yeah, Bob,
I'm
you're up.
Oh, okay.
Shadow Bonnie is cool. I would say cool, but not as cool as Withered Body, but belongs in a similar ballpark. I would say maybe behind Golden Freddy in A tier, though.
Okay, right here.
Actually, bottom of A tier, all the way to the right in A tier.
Okay.
Because I like Mangle and Foxy more, actually. But good look. Classic, high contrast. The teeth are spooky. Good look.
Mm-hmm. All right, Wade.
Creepy image above Mangle and Foxy, but I'm still fine with A tier.
All right, fine with A, B, Bob gets it. I give bonus points just because also I put this in my first episode of like the Ruin DLC for Security Breach, and I should have edited it just a little better. I spent like 5 minutes on putting him on a screen because people actually thought it was in the game and I got a super rare event. And if I'd been more particular about the pixels, I could have made it perfect, but I was like, it was good enough. And then I shipped it. I didn't know people would be convinced. All right, we got to go faster. Wade, this guy, endoskeleton dude.
I vaguely remember there being endoskeletons. Don't really care. I think they're C-tier.
C-tier.
It's an average thing. It doesn't evoke much out of me, and it's not that memorable to me.
This gives big filler character vibes. I would say D-tier just for like random filler crap.
I have something against the D-tier characters. I don't have really anything against this thing. I'd still argue C.
I think C is like thematically a good place to put it just because every one of these guys, except a few exceptions, like, you know, it's an endoskeleton. It is the base frame of all these things. It must be the average, in my opinion. I never saw it. This is still two, but that was the last of two.
We want to cut it off there. That's kind of a reasonable ending point.
Let's do Spring Trap. I want to do Spring Trap.
Yeah, let me do Spring Trap because this is going to be the most divisive one. There are some people that love Spring Trap as a concept. There are some people who are like, geez, give it a rest already. Yeah, it's got spring locks. He's dead. Whatever. Some people are like all about Spring Trap. Some people are like anti Spring Trap. Who's got this? Who's up?
Bob's up first.
Me?
All right, Bob.
So the thing about Spring Trap is there's like a corpse in there, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Maybe purple guy. Maybe not. Maybe there's not. Two Spring Traps. Maybe.
I mean, good spooky quality. Good grossness. Something about this has a more visceral gross quality to it than some of the just animatronic versions. But I would say like B. Like I'm not a huge Spring Trap lover. Very solid, very spooky, kind of gross. B for me. High B. Above Bonnie and B. Top of B. But
really?
B.
You would throw off all of this.
Yeah, it would ruin all of your stupid symmetry,
oh,
Mark.
I guess a bunny.
I think A or New A. I think Springtrap's the only one that really got his own game or its own game. Like, 3 is all based around Springtrap. I think whenever one of the newer games, Springtrap made another appearance and is one of the most talked about animatronics.
I need to be right back.
Okay.
We can pause it for...
We could make a handshake deal. We could make a handshake deal right now.
Oh, we could. What are your terms? What do you want?
I don't know. How much for one of those? I can claim a win when you host anytime.
Oh, man. You know, I feel like you've not gotten a good recipient of one of those things. Uh-huh. So, you give me the Springtrap location. I don't even know if that gives me enough to win, but you give me the Springtrap argument.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'll let you have one of those claims when it comes down to you and Bob. I'll let you claim a win sometime.
All right, sounds good. Handshake. And I do think that's going to, if you do get this one, I think it is by half a point, you're gonna be up.
Oh, really? That's really funny. Yeah. I knew we were close. I've won a few in a row. Bob's won a few in a row.
It's remarkably even. That half point really did like make the deciding factor. I don't remember why I put it there.
Where do you feel Springtrap belongs?
I don't care. I'm one of the people that I don't care where he belongs, so it doesn't matter to me. Yeah, he's interesting, but not that interesting. But he's like super iconic for some people. And there's fan art of me getting just pounded in the ass by a Springtrap out there. There's fan art of that out there. So that lowers it for me, but that's all right.
All right.
All right.
What was I saying? I think Springtrap A... Or New A. I don't remember what our criteria were for New A. I feel like A is good. I think Springtrap's iconic enough.
Bob, you wanted to put it here, right?
Or top of B.
Top of B. Yeah, he was the one tier down.
Top of B. Okay.
A or New A. I think it's higher than B. I think Springtrap, having his own game, being so iconic, being so divisive, loved, hated. Either way, people know of Springtrap. That puts it way above average. Probably A is fair. I don't know if he's on Freddy's level, even though he does have his own game. I think A.
I think Wade took too long.
Where do you want it, Bob?
Top of B.
He's top of B, I'm A.
You're top of A?
Not top of A, I'm A.
Oh. Oh.
Probably after the Golden Freddy's is where I'd have him.
After right here?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, this isn't just a symmetry thing. I do think that Springtrap does have a lot of qualifications for having his own game, for having his, like, leading it and for having an impact and definitely memorable for a lot of the fan base. I think putting Springtrap, the OG Springtrap, as B, not just in a destroying the symmetry way, even though I don't really care much about him, he is pretty iconic. Putting him below A just would not feel right. I do think A is getting oversaturated right now, and we might need a new A category, but like putting a B just doesn't feel right. So I'm going to go with A.
If I was going to clean up A, I would move Bonnie and the First Golden Freddy up, which does destroy the symmetry, but I think that the top two in A...
You'd move these guys up to S?
New A, probably.
Well, I can't put anything on New A. That would be even worse.
This is a way too top-heavy thing we've got going on here.
And I don't know much about the Shadow Bonnie or whatever it is, the Shadow Springtrap, Shadow Bonnie, whatever that is. To me, that could go down. I also argued that the other Foxies should be lower. Mangle, I think, is about right, but the last two? The first two and the last two, I feel like, stand out on that line from me.
All right, here's what we'll do. Subreddit, you take a look at this. You evaluate this. We have so many more that we haven't done, and I know not all these are worth doing, but there's a lot here that we haven't done.
What in God's name is that frog character? What the hell's going on over there? What's that green one?
You don't know about the frog?
No. What the shit?
I know about, like, some things about the top line and, like, the next two. After that, the rest of them mean absolutely zilch to me.
All right. Well, we might do a part two of this if there is demand for it. And subreddit, you have an opportunity to earn points yourself. If you make a convincing enough argument to move one of these up and down, I want to hear it. Because if I ever win again, which who knows when that'll be, maybe I'll do a part two and we can get to the bottom of this. So in the meantime, this is what it is for now, because that's all the time that we have for it. Let me tally up the points here.
I feel pretty good about the list. I don't know about you, Bob. Looking at it, like, I feel A is definitely heavy, but overall, I feel pretty good about it.
It's not bad. There were some good designs in the first two games. I think we'll find in the rest of the games there's a lot less that fit in A tier, but there were some memorable ones that really stuck around.
I do think we started with some of the higher tier games. So.
Yeah. Going from the first two. Yeah. Okay. So totaling up the points, we had Wade with 1, 1.5, 2.5, 3.5, 4.5, 5.5, 6.5, 7, 8, 9, 10.5 points.
That's not very many.
Bob, you had 10 points. By the slimmest of margins. What was that half point for? I don't even remember.
He agreed with me and you gave him a half point. You gave him a point when I got a point for no reason.
Well, then it would just be tied right now. Then nobody would be able to. And then we'd be like, oh, let's do one more.
I had a really convincing argument for agreeing with you. I deserve that half point.
I feel like, Bob, you had plenty of... I warned you on one of those, at least. There was an aesthetic decision that could have saved you another point there.
I think I deserve at least a half point for my epic steal of Toy Chica, which Wade, I believe, wanted to put in like C or lower.
B for bang?
I gave you an entire point for that.
That was a crazy swing. That was a three-tier swing.
I also got my way for Foxy. We all agreed on Foxy at the end, and you still got the point for Foxy originally. I didn't.
You did.
So.
I won that argument twice is what happened.
Well, look. Even if a half a point, this is the way it is, Bob. Sometimes you don't get what you want, okay? All right?
I have a really good episode all ready to go, too. You guys are missing out right now.
All right. Well, start pissing, because that's about the only way that you're going to get All right. And so with that, with 10.5 points, the winner is me.
What?
I'm the winner.
Oh.
You don't have any points.
Too bad. This is the beginning of the era. Am I zooming out? Zooming in. This is the beginning of the era of Mark. I lost too many times in a row.
You didn't even lose that many times in a row.
I had it ripped away from me at the very last moment. The only way that I am going to abdicate the throne of host is if someone pisses their pants on camera. That's the only way this ends. So I'm ending this episode. My winner speech, I deserve this. I deserve all of this. I don't care what anyone says on the subreddit. I am in charge here and I get to determine who the winner is. So I say that I'm the winner, and next week, next episode, I'll be hosting again. Maybe we'll do weird part 4. Maybe I'll just talk about AI all day long.
maybe I'll just talk about how Mac is so much better than PC. Oh, you would. Oh, you're salivating at the ideas I'm going to come up with, and you have no idea what's in store.
I think you're going to do Tier List Part 2, and all of a sudden there's going to be some mysterious FNAF videos on your channel, and this is just to boost your views for Mr. Not Posting in like 2 weeks.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? It's up to me.
You need
I'm
help, buddy. All you got to do is ask. Like, we're
I'm
for
the
you.
Host. I win. Put another win on the spreadsheet for me. I give myself 30 wins. I give myself 30 wins right back from those ones that were stolen from me.
You got those back already, by the way.
Did I?
Yeah. Bob gave them back to you.
Like a while ago. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm cool on that. I'm not tyrannical here. All right. Loser speech, guys. You guys got loser speech? You look so tiny in your tiny windows.
Who's up first? Me or you, Bob?
Same time.
All right. We always wondered who would give themselves like a win first.
I knew Mark was this kind of person.
Doesn't surprise us.
But I never thought he'd take it to this level.
So, thanks for having us, everyone but Mark.
I'm worried about the future of this podcast.
Yeah. Next thing you know, it'll be Distractible and Friends. And it'll be Markiplier's Distractible
presented
and Friends.
Presented by Markiplier. Coming
and
soon.
And it'll be Markiplier's and Friends.
To a theater near you. Then it's just Markiplier. Then it's just Marky. Soon it's going to be Marky Mark and the Marky Bunch. It's not even going to be us. It's just going to be three Marks talking about Five Nights at Freddy's like the old times.
But as long as we still get paid... I'm pretty easy. Whatever.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. That sounds good.
All right. You heard it. And man, I deserve this. Thank you, everybody, for listening and or watching. Be sure to follow the podcast so you know when we're updating. It'll be all this guy all the time from here on out. Until there's some piss in some pants, I don't care whose. As long as it's not... If I do it in mine, I'll just win again. Anyway, so thank you. And, as always, I'll see you in the next podcast. Bye-bye!
Oh, I don't like that at all. That's not
It's okay.
Good.
It's a new outro for this Marco cast.
Ugh.
Anyway. Podcast out.